Just make a couple of comments because I'm seeing a consistent theme here, and you've taken the time to come here and present this information. And it is important, and I do think it's important that people know the city is not just sitting on its hands. So I'd like to share with you some of the things we have done, while I acknowledge it is not enough, because I've seen with my own eyes the problems that you mentioned do still exist. But first of all, let me tick off a couple of things. The presentation that the three of you provided made clear that you understand there is a humanitarian crisis and that we do need a compassionate response for people who are vulnerable, who do need support, people who live with mental health issues. There are many people, as you well know, who've been impacted by the economy and other circumstances. This council has stepped up like none other. Over the last 5 years, the general fund support for shelter, for housing, for addiction services, for mental health services through a home for everyone has gone up 165%. Over the last year, 74% alone for our general fund contributions. So we are now in the home for everyone to the tune of about $27.5 million. Commissioner Saltzman, as Transportation Commissioner, has spearheaded an effort that really came from our conversations with the Lentz community, but it impacts the broader community as well, to get rid of and properly dispose of derelict RVs, which has become a problem not so much in the Hawthorne neighborhood, but in many surrounding areas. As I mentioned, we have significantly increased the foot patrols, and it's one of my core values that we will return to a full community policing model, and I think that will actually go a long way towards addressing some of these issues. As you acknowledged, under Commissioner Fritz's leadership in the last budget, we significantly increased the number of park rangers, so that addresses some of the issues in the parks, and we just heard from some folks in Laurelhurst Park, not too far away, that has had a significant positive impact on these livability issues, whether it's the trash, the needles, graffiti abatement. We added $2.5 million to our most recent budget specifically for the purpose of addressing that. We've convened government partners that heretofore had never communicated, ODOT, PBOT, TriMet, the Police Bureau, the Sheriff's Office, Union Pacific Railroads, lots of different city bureaus, all the bureaus that own real estate, and we've started combining our efforts and trying to work on this together as an effort, because we find if we don't collaborate, it really is almost impossible to make any progress. And last but not least, and here's my ask for you, I have made it very clear to the Portland Police Bureau that they will enforce existing codes. And that includes structures in parks and right-of-ways, things like that. And I sent that directive to the Police Bureau, I believe, over 6 months ago. And I understand that historically those codes have been inconsistently applied, if at all. I have directed the Police Bureau to enforce those codes. So if ever a police officer tells you that the mayor's office is not allowing you to enforce codes, please get that officer's badge number so that I can reiterate my very clear opinions with regard to the enforcement of city codes. I expect the Police Bureau to enforce city codes, and I've said so through written directives previously, and that's been well reported in the press. But I do hear what you're saying, and I want you to know that I do feel and understand the frustration of the Hawthorne community, and I share it, and we will continue to work together to address those issues.
Mayor, may I add one comment?
Commissioner Fish, and I'm really appreciative that you and your colleagues took the time to come in today. I'm very appreciative.
Thank you.
If I could add a comment, and I apologize for being a little late this morning. I had a doctor's appointment. So I walk to work now, and I actually don't use a car very often, and so I see more things that you see as a pedestrian that you know, when you're driving a car sort of whiz by. And so I appreciate many of the concerns that have been raised by all three people who have come here to testify. you know, we have a chance under this mayor in the next couple of budget cycles, particularly if the economy continues to expand. Knock wood. Economy is doing well, and that will be made clear through the fall bump, but hopefully through the regular budget. We have a chance to make good on a commitment the mayor made to really bolster community policing. And the essence of community policing, going back a long time, is that personal relationship with an officer, and then the community members not only knowing the officer's name, but being part of the team. And having an officer walk a beat is a very powerful thing. And we've been, last year we had a huge crisis of staffing, and we made some changes in terms of money for recruitment and retention. But anyway, I think we all are committed to a vision of community policing that has more officers out of their cars on the street interacting with people. And it just has many, many benefits. And frankly, most people want to know the name of their officer, their beat officer. It's a hugely important relationship. Upstream stuff and downstream stuff. So the second thing I just want to mention is, in the most recent point in time, none of us here are tolerant of behavior that crosses the line into illegal behavior, wherever it happens. And the mayor has been very clear about enforcing the law. But I will say one thing we have learned in Portland, and it's the same up and down the coast, is there has been a huge growth in what we call chronic homelessness. And the data that you know, because it was published, is people that are battling addiction or mental health crises or both, the dual diagnosis. And we can talk a lot about how we got here, and the truth is a lot of systems had to fail for that to happen. There's a lot of people that have to account for that at the federal, state, local level. But they're on our streets, and putting aside people whose behavior crosses a line. You know, almost 70% self-report having one of those barriers. And what we've learned is the most successful way to get those people into a better place is to give them an apartment with intensive services. And it's very interesting. It also saves the taxpayers a lot of money. Because when someone becomes stable and when they reclaim their dignity and they're on the path to whatever sobriety or tackling their addiction or you name it, where they get the support they need, amazing things happen. And we're, as a suite of actions this council is going to take in October, we're going to set a very bold goal for investing in permanent supportive housing. It's the missing piece, and it will provide for the most compelling people that we see on the street that really should never be on the street a place to go. And I believe that's an important next chapter in how we're going to tackle this, and we'll need your support to make that happen. So thank you.
And Commissioner Fish, Jennifer brought down the release from August 4th that announces the community policing pilots, and the Hawthorne Business District is, in fact, one of those six areas, along with Springwater Corridor, Laurelhurst, Old Town, Chinatown, North Park Blocks, and Ankeny Alley. So the Hawthorne Business District will have its foot patrol. Thank you.
Can I make just one quick question?
If it's very, very quick.
Very brief.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, criteria for success, what I'd love to see is a timeline for when you expect things to go to happen. And obviously, I work in a business where my customers ask me for roadmaps all the time. We usually don't hit our date all the time, but it helps to understand when changes are going to occur. And then the second thing is to have consistent metrics published on the changes that are actually happening, so we can know, are these programs really helping our city or not?
Fair enough. Agreed.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Next item.